CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news from the Supreme Court. Moments ago, we found out in a 6-3 decision, justices have made it more difficult to prosecute January 6th defendants. That includes former President Donald Trump. Correspondent Jan Crawford.
This charge represents the basis of 2 of the 4 charges against President Trump. So the question now is, because the court is narrowing prosecutors' use of this statute, in what cases could it be applied? I think it's very important to point out that even with this decision, which is saying that prosecutors have been using this charge too broadly, they've got to narrow it, tie it to some destruction of evidence, that even with that, this does not mean that prosecutors can't charge all these January 6th defendants with obstruction of an official proceeding.
In another 6-3 ruling, the high court overturned the 1984 Chevron decision that made it easier for the federal government to regulate the environment, public health, workplace safety, and consumer protections. High court also upholding a ban on sleeping outdoors in Oregon. Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson.
The court, in a 6-3 decision, said that the city of Grants Pass can enforce their ordinance prohibiting and punishing homeless people for sleeping and camping out in public spaces. The lower court had said that, look, you can't go in and punish a homeless person when they have no place to go.
Reactions still coming into last night's debate that featured a shaky President Biden trying to stand up to Mr. Trump's claims, some of them false.
I'm devastated. I really feel... President Biden is not performing. He's not demonstrating that he's the smart, competent person that I believe he is.
Trump definitely dominated the conversation in every way.
What next for Mr. Biden? Senior White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The conversations we've all heard from friends and family and the guy on the train about is he too old because there's something we can do to get rid of him are now happening among the people who could do something about it in about 8 weeks. 8 weeks from this morning, the party will wake up with a nominee. Will it be Joe Biden? You know, right now, probably.
Shares of Trump Media, owner of the former president's social networking site Truth Social, jumped 5% at the start of this trading day. And on the inflation front, things are easing up a bit. New numbers tracked by the Fed show inflation pressures easing, consumer prices flat from April to May and year over year. Prices rose 2.6% last month. That's a little less than April. Dow up 192. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
This is news from WAUK and WRJN. A man from Menominee Falls faces criminal charges in Wednesday's crash in Pewaukee that killed 2 people. Jade Bone faces 7 charges, including 2 counts of first-degree reckless homicide. Bone told deputies he blacked out, then woke up in his truck later. Bone provided deputies with a voided driver's license. Bone says that he lost his license because he has epilepsy. He could spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted. The Milwaukee Health Department is teaming up with Walgreens to offer free HIV testing. They're also giving out condoms and information about prevention services. The Milwaukee Health Department has recorded 361 HIV-positive cases since 2021. Officials say HIV numbers dipped last year but have been steady for most of the last 5 years. They also say HIV is highly treatable. And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Bucks add a big man to the roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks had plenty of offers to give up their spot in the second round of the NBA draft, but GM John Horst went ahead and picked 19-year-old Tyler Smith of Houston, a 6'11 forward who spent the past year competing in the G League.
I mean, during the first five games, we played overseas teams, so I mean, that was kind of hard. They're super aggressive, so I feel like that helped me by the time we played our first G League game. I had 22 points in my first G League game, so I mean, I feel like that prepared me.
Football, a federal jury has found the NFL overcharged TV customers for the Sunday ticket package and has ordered the league to pay a settlement of nearly $4 billion. The league will appeal. Baseball, Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. Pat Murphy asked about fans' reaction to roster changes.
The backup shortstop, backup third base.
Right? I think our fans, don't run down our fans, you know, I don't think that's fair.
I'm just telling you what I see on Twitter all the time.
All right, well, I don't look at Twizzler. Anyway,
Twizzler. That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN. Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures just scraping the mid-70s. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. The storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees. WRJN.
WRJN and learned on the news. A lot more mosquitoes this year. It's mosquito-wee. Unless you take garlic. I learned that in Green Bay. You take a lot of garlic, they won't touch you. I found this to be true. Here's the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing. Speaking words of wisdom. night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. God Only Knows from the Beach Boys. One of, I think, the finest album they ever put out was Pet Sounds. That's just my opinion, though. Not necessarily opinion of anybody else who works here. Just mine. But also, Paul McCartney's a big fan of it. So, hey, you know, if Paul McCartney is a fan of it, then I'm not wrong. But he loved God Only Knows. Paul McCartney was recently quoted as saying that God Only Knows is his absolute favorite Beach Boys song. He said it's just perfect. The harmonies, the writing, everything. He just loves that song.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Mayer. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Mayer on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Check, check, one, two.
These sounds can only mean one thing.
Fest.
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee. Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
They were great. Booker T and the MG's. Time is tight on WRJN with local news and timeless hits. These boys were nearby a couple weeks ago. We're going to see them for a while. Tommy James and the Shondells.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
Seem to be anyone around.
Hits, WRJN. They were in Des Plaines a couple weeks ago. Tommy James, Sean Dell's group. I really would love to see someday before they're all gone, and if you know what I mean. But I never thought about this. This came from their website. You know how much it is to hire the band? Tommy James, Sean Dell's, depending on the time of the year, anywhere from $40,000 to $80,000. So it rules out my 4th of July party.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's joining a number of other states in trying to get TurboTax to stop advertising its services as free. Attorney General Josh Call is joining 21 attorneys general asking the Federal Appeals Court to reject an appeal filed by the maker of TurboTax. The Federal Trade Commission last year ordered Intuit to stop advertising its services as free unless they're free to all customers. The attorneys general want that upheld. There's another legal challenge to the process that determines Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the Natural Resources Board treats some animals differently than others.
Deer are held in the public trust. So it seems that it's pretty inconsistent when they decide something is held in a public trust and when something is not.
A coalition of wildlife groups filed the latest court challenge this week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WAUK and WRJN. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is calling on state lawmakers to pass stricter gun laws. Two people were killed in Milwaukee yesterday, a pregnant woman and a one-year-old child. On Wednesday, at least 13 people, including a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old, were shot. A man was killed. Milwaukee police say gun-related homicides are actually down, but city leaders say they're fed up. They're also asking families to be part of the solution. A rugby football tournament takes over Kenosha's Kennedy Park all day tomorrow. It's the 24th annual Harborfest Sevens Rugby Tournament. The Kenosha Mammoths Rugby Club puts it on. They invite people to come and watch and get interested in the game and enjoy a meal afterward. There's more about it on the Visit Kenosha website. Someone once called rugby a hooligans game played by gentlemen. And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures just scraping the mid-70s. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. Storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
By the way, last week, that breakfast on the farm was ruled out because of Mother Nature. However, tomorrow in Union Grove, the Racine County Fairgrounds, Union Grove, they're going to try it again. And breakfast on the farm, that is the best. I used to do that with my kids when I lived up in Green Bay and I worked with that community up there. Breakfast on the farm is the best. $10, kids' activities, petting zoo, lots of fun. So Racine County Fairgrounds tomorrow, Union Grove, and the time is from 7 to 11. Tickets are only $10 each, $10 cash only. That's the only weird thing. Everybody else takes cards, but not breakfast on the farm, but that's all right.
Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic sticks.
got your spell on me, baby, turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman, I can't leave you
News and Timeless. It's WRJN and the weather. Showers and thunderstorms. Keep hoping it lights up a little bit. 67 right now.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, we'll be right back.
feel nice. My sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you.
James Brown on WRJN with local news, timelessness, and the Brewers, which you can listen live tonight right here. WRJN 635 pregame.
There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love.
Ah!
You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Sorry, that was a little bit rough. I hope that didn't hurt your ears. It hurt mine, and I'm the one talking here. Derry Havel has Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. That is tomorrow from 10 to 2 right here on WRJN. He tells the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. It's a great show. And then my buddy Rick Hall follows him and does it all the way to 7 o'clock. So Saturdays, we don't leave you up the creek without a paddle. We're here for you with local news and, of course, our timeless hits on WRJN.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Racine's incredible 4th Fest is coming up fast, and WRJN invites you to help kick off the celebration this Saturday at Ives Groves for a fun day of golf supporting the parade. For $120 per golfer, you'll play 18 holes and then enjoy a delicious lunch and dinner at Route 20. Racine's 4th Fest Parade is the crown jewel of Midwest parades, and anything you can do to support it is welcome. To get signed up for golf this Saturday, call Lou at 262-620-4274.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight, all over the world. You can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us.
hits. Hermes, Hermes, they're going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair August 5th and 6th. Listening to WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say,
and timeless hits. WRJN. We'll be right back.
WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and the time just keeps on moving. National news, local news, and Mike Clemens with sports coming up next right here on WRJN, where it's 67 degrees and rain, and the Outsiders.
With that love.